Okay, my friends.
Pipitoto, pipitoto.
So today, we are reading a book. We've read some of the other books.
Repito.
Do you remember what they were?
Pito.
Way Past Sad, right?
Da.
Yeah. Way Past Angry, maybe? Or Mad? Da. Well, this one, this is one of that series. And it is called Way Past Mean. And we hope that we can get some great advice from this book on how to be kind and loving, right? So, today's story by Haley Adelman. It's illustrated by Karen Wall. And the name of the story is Way Past Mean. Ooh. And it's read today by Mommy and
BB.
A baby?
B.
Oh, B? Are you a bee? Like a stinging bee?
I hope B.
not. That would be mean. I hope you're not mean.
B.
Okay. BB.
No.
Okay. So when we open the book, we see some kids and they're at school. And we see a couple girls talking. And the book says, "The day after Juan's birthday party, I was laughing with Nelly, the new girl. Yaz and Kea slipped me a note. Let's play after school without Nelly. I nodded because they never invited me to play before. And everyone listens to Yaz and Kea. Kea bragged, "The three of us are going to shoot hoops and eat scoops and tell silly jokes." "I like jokes," Nelly smiled. "Tell one to that goofy chicken on your shirt," Kea sassed. "I liked Nelly's chicken, and I wanted to hear her jokes, but everyone laughed, so I did too. Now, let me ask you this. Were they kind?" Mm. "How do you think Nelly feels?" Mm. "Not good, huh?" "I like shirts with chickens on them." "Do you know that I dressed up like a chicken?" "Once for a picture with you?" "Mm-hmm." "When the bell rang, Yaz and Kea linked their arms in mine, and I left Nelly behind. I felt way past mean. The kind of mean that's like a roller coaster you can't get off." Kea started a game of "Do you think?" My stomach squeezed, but I played along. "Do you think Nelly brushes her teeth?" "No." "Do you think Nelly has stinky feet?" "Yes." Do you think Nelly likes being the new girl?" I wondered, but I asked, "Do you think Nelly has any friends?" "No!" They roared with laughter. I thought Nelly was nice, so I asked, "Why don't you like Nelly?" "She was mean to Kea at Juan's party." "Yeah, she played with everyone but me." Yaz sang, "Nelly is smelly." I thought she smelled fine, but I sang it too. I even pinched my nose. Pew! My mean was like candy to Kea and Yaz. They wanted more. Oh no. At Juan's party, Nelly sneezed all over Brock's costume, I said. "We sneezed like Nelly. Achoo! You're fun, Ruby," Kea said. "Yeah, so fun." Are these girls nice? What do you think this means? "We sneezed like Nelly. Achoo!" What do you think they're doing? They're making fun of her, huh? Mm-hmm. Is that kind?
Girls,
you are way past mean. I imagined a giant roller coaster inching us towards the sky. Together we'd scream, "We're on top of the world!" We'd laugh like the bestest of friends. And they'd always pick me as their number three. At the playground, Kea passed me the ball. Instead of P-I-G, let's play N-E-L-L-Y. She said. Others watched and cheered. With every shot, I thought less about Nelly and more about fun. So, P-I-G, pig, is a game where you shoot baskets into the hoop. It's a basketball game. But they're using Nelly's name instead. And I don't think that's nice at all. Soon, I heard Nellie's voice. Is Ruby making fun of me? Quick, hide, I whispered. Peeking out, I saw the sad in Nellie's eyes, and my mien jerked to a stop, like a ride coming to an end. Bah! Kea jumped out. Nellie spilled her shake all over her shirt. Yaz and Kea snorted. I felt bad. I wanted to blame Kea and Yaz for making me act mean, but my mean was my fault. I'm sorry, Nelly. I was just trying to make friends. Me too, Nelly whispered. But you're all being so mean. Kea said, you were mean first. You didn't play with me at Juan's party. Really? I tried to play with everyone. We all stood silent. Nelly didn't mean her mean. I didn't mean to hurt Nelly. And I didn't know if they'd be mean to me if I was nice to Nelly. But I didn't want to be mean anymore. I wanted to be me. I started a game of, do you think? Do you think we should start over? Yes, Kea said. We're sorry, Nelly. Do you think we could all get ice cream? Yes, Yaz said. Do you think we could all be friends? Maybe, Nelly said. I want friends who act nice. And we pinky promised. I told Nelly that I liked her chicken shirt. And I asked if she could tell us one of her jokes. And together we laughed and played and acted nice. It felt like a ride we could stay on forever. Well, I'm really happy that these girls learned that the cool thing about mistakes, when you make a mistake and you choose to do something that's unkind, the cool thing is you can start over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say, I am sorry for being unkind. Can I start over? And the beautiful thing is forgiveness can be found in anything. You can say to someone, will you forgive me? And usually they say yes. Especially if they want to be your friend. Right?
Yeah. And they all lived happily ever after.
They did.
The end.
The end.